Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
It's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Wine's food, you to drink a wine. Pass that bottle to me. Drinking wine's food, you to drink wine.
Is this thing on? Hey, guys, welcome to the Sip and Chew Show. It's a moist.
Moist.
I'm very moist.
Moist and chunky.
Yeah.
Just like I like my Heinz, Duncan Heinz chocolate cake is moist.
And chunky.
No, that's us. We're chunky.
Speak for yourself.
Welcome to the Sip and Chew Show.
Hey, that's us. We're Sip and Chew.
It is. I'm a sipping.
Yeah. And I'm Stu.
Y'all got here before the bottom
Thank
fell out.
Thank God we did. Golly, are we waving at people? Are we on the air yet?
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
We're getting
girls.
It done. I'm sitting here punching microphone.
We are. So, Stu, I sent you something yesterday about using soy sauce instead of salt.
In eggs.
It was delicious.
Yeah.
It added so much flavor. And just look at how much.
Without making it taste like stir fry, like it's
yeah. And I put the soy sauce in there, and it has much less sodium in it than does salt.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Yeah, well, it's not important.
And I'm gonna tell you, it was good. It was really good. And I chopped up some peppers, red peppers, yellow peppers, green peppers. Put them in there, a little onion, and it was delicious.
Excellent.
That's the way. I will not probably salt much of my food anymore. I'll probably go with soy.
And just so for people know what we're talking about, they're using a little bit of soy and putting it in the eggs that are scrambled already, Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Pouring it in, which according to the video and I guess you can testify to, better distributes the salt content throughout the eggs so that you don't have some clumps that are saltier than others.
Now, is my mic not on. Well, it's turned on.
Mike's hot, Charlie. Come on.
Oh, okay. Now it is. I was wondering why I wasn't participating. But should you look for low sodium soy sauce?
You
can use low sodium.
Yeah, you can use regular soy sauce. Is still going to be significantly less sodium than you get from salt.
And another thing I saw in the video I sent Stu, maybe we can post it on our Facebook page.
I can, yeah.
But a lot of competition barbecue people, grillers, they use soy in their
marinades in their base.
Yeah. Well, and I have too.
If you've ever used Dale's, you're using soy, because that's all Dale's is. It's soy sauce that has salt, garlic powder, and high fructose corn syrup added to it.
Yeah. It's even tasty to add it to your ketchup.
And last night,
use the ketchup like you normally would with some soy sauce mixed in with it.
Yeah. Last night I made some pork chops that I got a really good deal on. They weren't
poke chops.
They were like the center cut.
Yeah.
And they were like an inch and a half thick. Some of them were. And I just used – I didn't use any salt whatsoever on them, but I didn't use the soy sauce. I've got this key lime, Florida key lime and black pepper mix.
Mm-hmm.
That I get from a spice guy. And I just use – I just need to cut back on my salt and my sugar really too.
The sugar more than the salt. The thing with the salt is it's been vilified and the scientific evidence doesn't back that up.
Right.
Sodium from sodium chloride, which is table salt, is not the problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's the sodium that you get sodium benzoate.
Mm-hmm.
And the artificially produced monosodium glutamate.
Mm-hmm.
Those are bad. If you can get natural monosodium glutamate, which is what they cook with in China and Japan and Korea, there's no issues with that.
Just some big old words.
Now, monosodium glutamate, wasn't it?
That's accent.
Used to enhance flavors or
intensify. Yeah, it works much better than salt, and the natural monosodium glutamate is healthier than salt.
That is not a pop band, a new rock band. That's
right. Right, but well, it's hard to get the natural monosodium glutamate in the U.S. because we don't harvest it like they do in Asia.
So
ours is done in a laboratory, which is your accent.
Okay.
And that's really bad for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
One of them's natural, one of them isn't. Man, if there's one thing we've proven, we can't improve on Mother Nature. That's why I'm not going beyond this Beyond Beef stuff. Every time we've tried to prove that we could improve on Mother Nature, it has gone 180 degrees the other side. Look at genetically modified corn. Look at high fructose corn syrup. Look at Crisco. It's worse for you than lard. These are all places where we thought we could do better than what Mother Nature did. And what we did was we created disease and obesity and all kinds of ailments.
Yep.
There was something else that from time to time I've used for salt substitute, and that's lemon pepper.
That's basically what Mike's doing, only he's using lime instead of lemon. You're getting what salt does, and monosodium glutamate, and all of these things that enhance flavor, what they actually do is they agitate your taste buds.
Mm-hmm.
They give them a rash. And what happens when your skin gets a rash? It's more sensitive.
Sure.
That's what you're doing to your taste buds, whether it be salt, monosodium glutamate, like you guys are talking about with the citric acid that's in the lemon pepper or lime pepper. Another great thing that does that is cayenne. So if the doctor has told you to cut down on your salt, light amounts of cayenne will do it. My brother, because my sister-in-law had to cut salt completely out of her diet.
That's tough.
Yeah. What he came up with, Charlie, is he going to cook a steak. He coats the bejesus out of it with garlic powder and onion powder. And you can't tell there's not enough salt. It tastes fantastic.
Well, I pretty much, when I do a steak now, I pretty much just do salt, kosher, and or sea salt, and black pepper. And I may add onion powder or onion or a garlic powder to it every now and then. Depends on
the cut. Disappointed when there's not garlic powder. I'll live, but the people that do the salt and pepper purists, I get it, but it's better with garlic, in my opinion. To me, you can never put too much garlic on something.
So you restrict salt to battle high blood pressure?
They say that, but what works is pills. But you'd have to have catastrophic high blood pressure.
So that's why you
but
take
a... heart disease, stuff like that. But it all builds up.
Yeah.
So you start breaking down these things. Do what your doctor tells you to do, not what I tell you to do or Mike tells you to do or the lady in the office that dropped 20 pounds last year.
Mm-hmm.
Do what the doctor tells you to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But go to a doctor whose specialty is this, and don't ask your dentist for recommendations.
Well, or
their job is to take care of
it. Your general practitioner has not had a lot of classes on diet.
Right. But then some of them have, like the surgeon that saved me my accident, his concentration is the guts.
Yeah.
So I trust what that guy has to say.
Certainly.
He saved my life. That's about as good a validation as I can give a doctor. He saved my life.
I say it is.
Yeah. you can increase, like I say, the onion powder and garlic powder to what you would think is an absurd amount. You won't miss the salt on a steak or something.
Yeah.
I don't put salt on steak anyhow because it makes it tough, in my opinion.
Nope, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah,
you put it on 2 days before you're going to cook it.
Oh, okay.
Just the salt, the same amount you would normally use, that would be the most tender steak you've ever eaten. Let the salt do its job, which takes 24 to 48 hours.
Oh.
That's called dry curing.
Yeah.
And you can get the cheapest steak at the grocery store. If you salt cure it for 2 days, you will swear you got the most expensive.
Like a chuck steak or round steak?
I'm talking select as opposed to choice or prime.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you will think that the cheap ribeye is the expensive ribeye. You'll think the cheap New York strip is the expensive New York strip.
Well, with the rising prices on everything going on right now, that's probably a great tip.
Yeah, and I watched this dude marinate a really crappy, like a Dollar Tree steak, where you pay a dollar for a ribeye. That can't possibly be good. He marinated it with baking soda, made it tender as it could be.
Yeah.
And I'll have to share you some of the things he does because he goes, I wanted to see what would happen if I use baking soda. So he'll do good experiments.
I've seen the videos where you use mayonnaise. They coat the steak with mayonnaise and grill it.
Yeah, that's not to be healthy.
Clearly.
Oh, well.
Yeah. You're grilling it.
So if somebody has a question for our chef and our wine and beverage experts,
251-343-0106 is our Callahan's Irish Social Club texting line.
That's what
line.
He's getting to, Mike. Just I'm jumping on it.
We just natural transition, wasn't it?
Yeah.
When are you guys going to bring some food in here?
Last week.
Last week he did.
I didn't get any, did I?
Yeah. Three different kinds of mac and cheese.
And you went backwards, too. You went
oh,
backwards.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I remember. Well, a week is hard to remember for me.
Okay.
Want to go ahead and take the break now?
Oh, yes, go ahead.
Yeah, sure, why not? I'm already okay. Taking my headphones off. Half asleep.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Michael, I think we should take this opportunity to thank the fine folks at Bob's Downtown Diner.
We absolutely should. I bet you they're not anybody sitting outside eating right now.
It may be bright and sunny down there.
You're right.
The rain could just be following.
Weather is different at the corner of Fat and Happy.
It sure is.
Yeah.
It sure is. You got a point there.
Well, he has indoor tables, too.
Yeah, they fill up fast. No, there ain't no tables. They're all bar stools. But yeah. It's a place to eat.
Yeah.
And when I go in there, somebody always in my seat. So, but anyway, we want to thank the fine folks over at Le Bichon Wine and Tapas Bar. Man, they got
you had it right the first time.
Tapas. They have been busy lately. They got a lot of events going on over there.
Where are they?
And they're on Main Street in downtown Daphne.
Okay.
So they're right there on that close that corner where you got Dragonfly, you got Mancy's, you got Buster's Pizza, you got Kitchen on Main, you got.
Has that got a name?
Guido's,
is that just
Guido's.
Downtown or historic downtown
Daphne?
It needs
Daphne? A name.
Isn't that what? Isn't that name. Historic downtown mm-hmm. Daphne?
Yeah, it needs a name, don't
well,
it?
Well, that is. It's historic downtown Daphne.
Well, I know, but it needs something like.
Oh, you want like, you like want some Flo cool Shell, millennial names.
Like so, Flo Shell. And,
okay, I'll sit here,
asked,
we'll sit here and play with it.
If somebody like me who had never had the opportunity to go there, what would I find?
Wine.
Wine and
pimento
charcuterie
cheese.
Boards. And pimento cheese.
So
great charcuterie boards.
Those are cheese boards?
Yeah, cheese and meats and breads.
And wines to go with it.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Mm. You want okay. A pair. They have a great selection of wine there by the glass or by the bottle. But we also want to thank our friends over there at Hall's Meats. And saw Deborah this week.
Saw we did. Yes, we did. She showed up at Braided River the other night.
What was that for?
We were debuting.
Debuting
venison mac and cheese
mm-hmm.
made with Hall's. Incredible. You've got a chance to try it now.
I did.
That venison and pork sausage they make, it's probably the best sausage in the state of Alabama.
Cool.
I mean, you tried it.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It doesn't taste like anything else. Don't expect this to taste like any sausage you've had before. It is so.
Right.
It's on a different level.
Right, and we mentioned Flo Shell. We want to thank our buddy Roy and the fine folks at Butch Cassidy's over there on O'Shell, on Florida at O'Shell. Been there a long time. He's coming up soon on 30 years, but I guess it's safe to say he's back in town now. I didn't want to say anything while he was out of town.
Yeah,
but he went to Italy to trace his roots. Everybody thinks he's a Native American.
Yeah,
he's Italian. Yeah. He's full-blooded Italian. And
but tailor made for spaghetti westerns,
absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And
by the way, I did the little millennial shortening mm-hmm. thing. Here's what your historic downtown Daphne would be: histo due to Daff. There you go, Mike.
Histo that's going to catch on.
Yeah. Where's histo due to
histo due to Daff?
There is a great Facebook page y'all should go to if you want. Want to see it's Baldwin County Foodies, and
yeah.
They
I was gonna
really
say Sip and Chew, but yeah,
well, us too, of course, us first,
but that's a group,
yeah,
it's not
there.
A page, it's a group,
right, and it's a group that has a page.
Well, they just have a group page,
and they really do a good job of posting
mm-hmm.
Without being critical and cause you know, giving criticism to what somebody posts and stuff like that. What I get. And it's a fun group, and they could give you some. I forget about certain restaurants, and there's always somebody. We ate here, And good God, I said, oh, I forgot about that place. I've never eaten it. I'll have to go by and try it. Yeah. And or I keep forgetting to go by there and try it. But they're good little group.
I believe this show is streaming on that page right now.
It does.
That group. Yeah.
It does. As we Absolutely. Speak. Yeah.
I've got that as we're members of that group, and I've got it so that, especially when we talk about places in Baldwin County, I want them to know that we're talking about them to do the same thing they do for us. Let us know about a new place.
Absolutely.
You know?
Or we can't be everywhere.
Everywhere. Do you know how big we would be if we ate everywhere?
I'm talking about how big our names would be or how big we would be.
We would be.
I was just thinking, I thought I read somewhere that between Mobile and Baldwin counties together, we have around 600 different places where you can either dine and sit or drive through, or it's a takeout, you know, but eating places. So if you did one a day, 600 days.
Yeah. It'd take you 2 years. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And by that time, I'm sure some new ones will have opened.
Oh, a lot
and
of new ones.
Some others would have closed that you previously visited.
Now, Charlie, you had a pot and pan question
wanted to
pose.
Yeah, and I think we ought to start a segment on that. But I do a quick breakfast sometimes, and I'm sorry, guys, it's not gourmet, but it's pretty good. And that is to take the Libby's, and Campbell's has it too, but Libby's sausage gravy and Grand biscuits. And I can, from dead start to putting it on the plates, I can do it all in 15 minutes. So it's a quick, easy breakfast,
well,
and it's edible.
Yeah.
But on the directions, and I'm curious about this, you know, you put the Grand biscuits on a cookie sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful about the time they tell you on there. After 6 minutes, I check mine because I've got the making of some briquettes if I don't turn them over and give them another minute and get them out. But there's two different temperature settings depending on what kind of cookie sheet you're using, either, I guess, dark or shiny or glass.
One reflects heat, one absorbs heat.
Okay, well, what's
therefore,
the one that
absorbs heat is going to get hotter.
Okay, now that would be, I have a dark cookie sheet. Mm-hmm. Dark metal.
What it's made out of, too, will do it. Some metals conduct heat more evenly.
Mm-hmm.
Aluminum does not. It conducts it quickly. It'll get hot really fast. It'll cool down really fast. But you're going to have hot spots and cold spots all over it. Iron takes longer to heat up, longer to cool down, but it's an even heat. Steel, somewhere in between. But the biggest thing that you're probably having issues with is I would be willing to bet that your oven is not at the temperature that you're setting it to. And I say that because virtually no oven in America is cooking at the temperature it says it is.
Well, this is
my new one is off by 50 degrees, and most of them are off by 25 degrees or more.
Well, and that's probably why it's getting black on the biscuits are getting black on the bottom if you're not careful and quick.
Yeah.
But it's an old GE, and it still works like a charm,
yeah,
and it's built into a brick fixture.
Yeah.
And the standard size ovens today won't fit in that
right.
hole.
Yeah, you'd have to get a special one. What you do is you go
if
to
you can find one.
Go to the store, you can get Walmart, Lowe's, Target, doesn't matter. Look for one of those oven thermometers that hangs on a rack. Every oven should have one.
Oh, I
because
agree.
You cannot count on that oven to give you the right temperature.
Right.
And that brings something else up. I think, and we don't have one, but I think you should have a meat thermometer, too.
Absolutely.
I got a few.
Yeah. Well, because doesn't that ensure that it's cooked enough, that mm-hmm. it's safe and it's
yep.
edible?
Especially and pork and chicken.
Well, it's also handy if you're trying to slow cook something.
Yeah.
You don't want to get it done too fast.
Mm-hmm.
You want it to stay uncooked as long as possible.
So what do you run it at, about 100, 150 degrees?
Well, no, like if 225 if you're slow cooking is what you usually want to go with, around 200 to 225. Barbecue, that's what it uses.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking for a temperature other than done because well done is 165 degrees. But if you're doing barbecue, you're looking for 180, pull it off, wrap it in foil, put it back for 30 minutes so that your ultimate goal is 205. And that's when you get the tenderest meat. But you have to do it slowly. If you get it to 205 degrees quickly, you're not going to be able to chew it. You need to let the muscle tissue slowly break down, low and slow.
Yeah.
And it'll be completely done. And you'll be, oh, man, this has got to be done. You stick the thermometer, you go 170 degrees. Well, that's beyond well done. This should be done. But it's not what you're looking for tenderness.
Yeah.
And you can't get that temperature quickly, or you're going to lose the tenderness right. that you're after.
So temperature and time in the oven and the cut of the meat.
Yeah, or smoker, yeah. Yeah, and the cut of the meat determines how long you need to smoke it.
Right? Yeah.
Brisket is longer than pulled pork.
A lot longer. And beef ribs. Mm. Beef ribs.
And they're delicious.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we want to say happy birthday to Phil Proctor.
Yeah. I
was best guitar, sure. one of the best guitars players. But Nappy says he is.
According to Nappy,
he is the best guitar player. And tomorrow is our good friend Noel Broughton. His birthday is tomorrow. I don't know how old he's going to be. It don't matter, but he's got some great little venues around town, restaurants,
yeah.
et cetera. And he's got more coming.
He is younger than deceased, and that's what's important.
That's it. So how we doing there, Charlie? 343-0106 is the – well, 251-343-0106 is Callahan's Irish Social Club text-in line and call-in line there, too.
Yeah, give us a shout.
Let us know you're out there.
And probably. If you have a question, now's the time to dial us up.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu. All that cats is drinking that wine.
Hey, that's us.
Stu, did you eat anywhere unusual or fun or good this week?
That is probably a good question, Michael.
And just 60 seconds ago, I asked, what are y'all going to talk about? And
yeah.
Well, we didn't have an idea until you said that.
Just as good as any now.
I love the where'd you eat thing.
So, Charlie, where'd you eat?
Yeah.
Well, we think about we think about ours.
Well, you yesterday ate at Brady River. Afternoon, we had Isabella Neal graduated from Mobile Christian, and so we've had several graduations as grandparents that we've attended. And anyhow, afterwards, and I've seen the place, but I've never been there, mm-hmm. we went to Bamboo Sushi over on Cody, real close to the road that goes over to Providence Hospital. And the food was really good, and the guy was real talented, throwing eggs up in the air and catching them in his hat.
Oh, you did teppanyaki.
Is that what that's called?
That's what it's called. Most Americans call it hibachi, which has nothing to do with what you did, but it's teppanyaki.
But the guys that work these big grills, they they've got almost a theatrical performance going on. And also I was surprised with the low-sodium soy sauce. And it just, it enhanced the rice and the noodles mm-hmm. and also the meat.
Do you know what that enhancement is? And Mike's sitting here trying to remember where he ate. I remembered mine. It's called umami.
Umami?
Umami. And you've probably heard this word. Umami. It's a Japanese concept. In Western concepts, I believe there are four or five tastes. Let's see. There's sweet, savory, salt, and acidity. Is that four? Well, umami is kind of undefinable, and I would almost describe it as all of those combined. But that soy sauce gives you umami.
Mm-hmm.
And that's you didn't have to have the salt for that. The soy did it, and that's what you were getting. That's what MSG does is a flavoring that's better than salt is it also gives umami. I am almost understanding the concept of umami, and it's one of those kind of like a string theory.
Yeah.
All right, whatever you say, it works. You know, I can taste a difference when I don't do it, so whatever's happening, it's good.
I had the teriyaki chicken, but they also had a bowl of soup and a salad that went with these dishes.
Mm.
And I asked the man what kind of soup it was, because it wasn't bird nest and it wasn't egg drop. And I think I don't remember what he said it was, but I think it was just named with the restaurant. And then I kind of thought the salad dressing was,
sesame ginger.
Yeah, well, it looked like Hidden Valley.
Like Catalina or something?
No. Or what's French? What's the other white sauce that goes on salads?
Ranch?
Yeah. And, Marguerite kept trying to convince me it was ranch. I said, no, the flavor is different. But it was a creamy type sauce.
Yeah.
And then
it's
probably
a form of sesame ginger, which is the most common dressing. And I love it.
Oh, man, it was great on it, just basically a lettuce
salad. And unlike ranch,
it's
healthy, which ranch is not healthy.
Well, and it was only thing in the salad was lettuce.
Yeah.
But it was great. And then they came around with little bowls of, they called it yum-yum sauce. And
oh, yeah.
For dipping anything that you wanted to dip in it, it was good.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that stuff.
It's mayonnaise with sriracha and usually a little bit of fructose or
sriracha. I'm not a fan of sriracha either.
I love sriracha.
So if I Googled yum-yum sauce at home, it would tell me what to put in it to make
probably. Or you can just buy it at the grocery store. It's been on the shelves for decades.
It's called that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, just look in the Asian section.
Oh, okay. Well, that's where I'm missing out because I haven't.
Well, yeah, you're not going to get Asian ingredients in the Hispanic section.
True.
Well, when you go to store, get your Bartles and James and your Glen Ellen and White Zinfandel, you can just go to the Asian aisle and get your yum yum sauce.
Well, I talked too long. So, where did you eat, Mike?
Well, I did two good places last Sunday. I went to Oyster City Brewery on Government Street, and I always get my Hefeweizen.
I love a Hefeweizen.
But they had a food truck set up, and they always have a different food truck set up. Mm-hmm. And it was the hot doggery that day. Their buns are unusual, but they're good. Mm-hmm. And they're, I don't know how to say this, but they're wieners.
Yeah.
That's the only way I know how to say them. They're the longest ones I've ever seen.
Those ladies have good wieners, huh?
Them ladies got good wieners, and they were really good. And I tried I got one with sauerkraut, got the other one with a pineapple.
Salsa?
Salsa. Yeah, that was it. Pineapple salsa.
I mean, there's not much
it
you
was
can do
good,
with either pineapple
was,
or chutney.
I was about to say chutney, but it was a salsa. I probably could have done without that.
Without the pineapple?
Well,
it was missing the egg and the peanut butter?
Probably so. Yeah. Crunchy peanut butter.
Yeah.
And bacon.
So would you recommend?
I did. They got a lot to choose from, and they're really, really good. Yeah.
They ever had mac and cheese there?
I did not ask. Don't look.
Because you're not handy.
I do what I do. And then
you said there were two places.
Yeah, that evening I met a friend at the Bluegill because
I like great music.
Mm-hmm. I always got great music.
Yeah, I was going to ask if they had a live band.
Yeah,
there.
Friends of mine are in the. What's the name of that band?
I don't know. Phil and Foster?
Something.
Because you got friends in that band.
Yeah.
You got friends in Marlow Boys.
Yeah.
The Spanish
Marlow Boys are playing this Wednesday night.
The Spanish Fort Philharmonic?
No, this Midlife Crisis. Midlife Crisis.
And I was about to say Kiss.
No, they were booked already.
Yeah.
But they're semi-retired. But I had oysters. They were so good. They were clean. They were delicious.
And raw or baked?
Raw.
Or what?
Ain't but one way to eat oysters, and that's raw.
Charbroiled.
Oh, that. But
fried in a po'
boy. That's for sissies.
No, it's
that's
delicious.
I like them
with batter. Sorry.
Raw oysters make a horrible po' boy.
Yeah.
Got to have fried for a po' boy. Well, on your hot dog note, since you brought up wieners and buns, I went and finally tried Whacked Out Wiener.
There you go.
Went to the one in Saraland. Mm-hmm. Terrific.
Is it hard to find?
No, you drive up to the door.
Is it on, or what area?
It's on 43.
Oh, okay, on the main drag.
Yeah. You know where Piggly Wiggly is?
Yeah.
It's that parking lot.
Okay. Yeah.
And I was there going to Piggly Wiggly because that Piggly Wiggly in Saraland was the last one in Mobile County that had any of Hall's pork and venison sausage.
There you go.
I stopped at Hall's first. And they're like, oh, man, we just shipped out the last of it. We're going to start a batch tomorrow.
And they have venison sausage?
Venison and pork mixed together. Phenomenal. And that's what I did.
It really was good.
Yeah, it is. It doesn't have any gamey flavor because they're using a farm-raised venison. Mm-hmm. They couldn't use wild game. Mm-hmm. That wouldn't be legal. So it's farm-raised. So it's going to lose that gaminess.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've ever had Colorado lamb versus the New England or New Zealand ham or Australian lamb, not ham or spam, lamb, the Colorado lamb does not have the gaminess.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're grain feeding instead of grass feeding. That takes that flavor out.
So do you like it better with or without gaminess?
No, both.
Well, you know, I think it would make a good bolognese.
What, lamb?
No, the Hall's venison and sausage blend.
I guess a good bolognese.
I
did a rough grind on it. You could grind it finer than that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've done a southern bolognese with smoked sausage ground up like that before. So
mm-hmm.
That's a waste, man. Tomato sauce is going to cover up that flavor. That's why I didn't do anything special to that mac and cheese. Mm-hmm. If you're doing anything that's going to compete with that flavor, you are wasting your ingredient because that's an expensive ingredient.
Oh, okay.
You should not cover that up with tomato sauce. That would be foolish. Use a cheap sausage for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. An inexpensive one. Because any sausage you use is not going to taste like it did before you put it in there. I've done it with Kaneka, and you couldn't tell it was Kaneka.
Hmm.
I've done it with Hall's. You can't tell it's Hall's. It just tastes like
Italian sausage. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's so much acidity in the tomatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just kind of take it over. But, you know, find sauces that complement. Kind of like with your wines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's why the whole ranch thing gets me, it doesn't complement anything. It covers.
So we're going to give them a shout-out. Whacked out wieners.
Mm-hmm.
You got the one in Saraland.
Yeah.
You got one downtown on Dolphin Street right next to the candies, the peanut shop.
Okay.
I know exactly where that is.
Looks like it used to be a little tiny walk-in crystal at one time. I swear. It's got all the chrome on the outside of the building and all that. And you got one in Foley, the original.
Right.
And then
Robertsdale, I think.
I frequent that one. And then there's Robertsdale's got
is
one.
Is there a Baymanette?
And no. It used to be, I thought.
Yeah.
But there's one in Gulf Shores.
I bet that's banging
right
straight
there by the Blues Burgers.
Which, folks, if you're from this area and you love the Gulf, this is the last week you get to enjoy it until after Labor Day. Because
mm-hmm.
Memorial Day is next week.
Yeah.
And it's going to be lit up with Yankees for the next 3 months.
Nah, it's been lit up for a long time. It's got a bunch down there right now. But I'm going to tell you what, driving down in roads, them cornfields, they're about 5 foot tall or bigger now. And they're already got the Silver Queen hitting the shells.
I'm glad you said, because I forgot I bought some yesterday.
And get those dematers. Get them fresh dematers and some Silver Queen corn.
Mm-hmm.
Good
Isn't
God.
It about season for the Queen? Silver corn.
It's already hitting the shelves. It's already being picked and put on the shelves.
It's only going to be for a couple, 2-3 weeks.
Yeah.
It's not long. Yeah. But boy, that's a good, sweet, small, white
corn. I just love corn, period. And I love it on the cob. I'll leave it on the husk.
From a food science point of view, just really interesting. The corn that we eat now, God did not create. That is totally mankind.
Really?
The original thing that the Mesoamericans ate and later cultivated into corn looks like grass in your yard and the seeds from it. And they just – it's Bill Finch would be the one to talk to about it.
Yeah.
But it was thousands of years of man tweaking that to get it to what we understand as corn today.
Yeah.
It's super interesting.
You mentioned whacked out Yankees.
No, whacked out wiener is the hot dog place.
Yeah, I know
Yankees
that.
Are just
but if
whacked
we got
out.
It, if we got any whacked out Yankees passing through the area, or just moved in down here, you know, stop off and spend money. That's what we're wanting.
Someplace other than just Bucky's.
As you're coming down I-65 here, pull over to these two white buildings.
Step inside, hand everybody a 20, and then head on back to Michigan. 343-0106. Don't forget the 251, Mike.
And that is our Callahan's Irish Social Club text in line.
Chicken, ice cream, fish. I like ice cream. What's this? This is juice. This is juice. Uh-oh, uh-oh, uh-oh. I like chicken. I like fish. I like ice cream. What's this? is juice. Uh-oh, uh-oh, I don't like juice.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
This is the song Mike wanted us to add to the queue because he didn't realize it played every week for the last decade.
You know what you were doing? We need to get somebody in here that can play a juice harp.
You know, one of those things. I used to when I was younger.
You put in, yeah. How'd you keep from knocking your teeth out?
He didn't have any.
Anyway, thank you, folks down there at Fat Corner, Fat and Happy. Bob's Downtown Diner.
Tony and crew.
Yeah. For helping us get the show.
You should know everybody that works there and their all he their does. Families and all of their
I
names.
Even know he the does. People that ain't even hired yet.
So. Does he still have a position or two available?
He probably does. And we want to thank fine folks over at Le Bichon Wine and Tapas. Tapas bar.
Tapas. You had it right the first
time.
Yeah,
the tapas. I've got my tapas and my tapas messed up.
One is a southern pronunciation.
Tomato, tomato. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Hall's Sausage and Wholesale Meats. And Butch Cassidy's over there on Florida Street. Great, great people in
what
all those
that
places.
In?
That's at the corner of Flo Shale.
Now, is that from Florida and Old Shell Roads where
right
they
there,
come together?
Right there where they connect, yes,
Flo
sir.
Shell.
Flo yeah. Shell.
I did eat it. I did eat at Lost Pizza the other day because I wanted to. I don't eat chicken unless it's Champy's or some fried chicken, good fried chicken places. But I went over there, and I was looking for pasta, and I looked on their online menu, and they had a pasta dish. So I went in, and I got the pasta, and it was a chicken Alfredo. And I'm going to tell you what.
Boring.
I thought it was delicious. It was a lot, and it was absolutely delicious. Because, see, when I think Alfredo, I think of Stephanie up there at Pentoli's. I'll be glad when she gets reopened. And I got the place almost finished.
Excellent.
And but I always got the shrimp.
Hello.
French shrimp Alfredo with the bacon in it. Mm-hmm. And that's what sold me was the bacon.
Yeah, because without the bacon, it's just boring.
Yeah, but anyway. The chicken Alfredo was delicious over there at Lost Pizza as part of the Flo Shell family there. So, but anyway, I just happen to remember that. Anyway, what else is going on?
Nothing. We can go ahead and go on lunch.
No, it's raining. You just want to hurry up and get up North Alabama or north of here,
North Mobile County.
So,
well, I'm starting to get hungry too. My breakfast pasta salad is wearing off. But
I got to go home and make up for my lost day yesterday because I was up all night Friday night with no AC.
Yeah. So you go home to nap?
I tried to sleep all day, but I couldn't because it was still hot. And it didn't cool down until it got dark. Mm-hmm. After dark, it cooled down. So there's a lot of things that I didn't get to do. When you're built like I am,
for comfort, not for speed,
and you're in a hot building, you either get out and go somewhere it was cool, but or you do like me and try to nap it off, and it didn't work either way. So
that's to get
I
out
struggle
or
through
pass
it.
Out.
It was cooler outside than it was in my house. So, but we got it fixed and it's working, and it finally chilled down. It finally turned off automatically last night around 10:30 when it finally cooled down.
If that ever happens again, you got my number. Come over to our place. But I warn you, if ours goes out, we'll be calling you.
Why is he here? I can't put
summer has arrived.
Can't put my hair up in rollers. Serve him some. Open that white Zen and serve him some.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, I like White Zinfandel. There are other wines that I like. For a long time, I always liked Taylor Lake Country Red.
Try some Washington State or Austrian, Austrian too, Alsatian French Riesling, some dry Rieslings. You would enjoy them. And they're not dry.
Yeah.
They're really not dry. They're sweet. Like you would like.
So, I like it mildly sweet. I don't like it puckered dry.
Yeah. Well, if you get a dry Riesling, that way it doesn't taste, you don't have that feel of like Cairo syrup sticking around the back of your throat.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's not that thick and tenacious.
That's why I can't drink Merlot. It's way too sweet.
What?
It is.
What kind of Merlot you drink?
Cheap.
You add sugar to it? You add sugar to it?
Oh, it's a fortified wine?
It could be.
Oh, my God.
I've seen that on some labels. I wondered what that was.
It means they added sugar to it.
Oh, you probably
your cooking
got that,
wines are fortified.
You probably got that Arbor Mist Merlot.
Oh, yeah. I just thought about that. Is it like blackberry Merlot?
Merlot blackberry.
I don't remember. Just very fruity and very sweet.
Yeah, you got one of the flavored Merlots. That was more Kool-Aid than it was wine.
Yeah, probably.
Charlie's a good sport.
But those are phenomenal wines for poaching pears. Or doing stuff like that for.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because you're going to.
How about peaches? It's peach season, you know, right now.
If you got a peach Arbor Mist, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, poach you a pear with some peach Arbor Mist. You don't poach peaches, you grill them.
How about pears and Grand Marnier?
Here's to Chilton mm-hmm. County. For the pears, or peaches.
Yeah. What county's famous for their pears? Where's Bosch County?
I don't know.
It doesn't sound like Alabama.
Bradford County? Bradford County. Just kidding.
And, I've been you ever had an Asian pear?
I think so.
They look like an apple. Mm-hmm. They're yellow. They taste like pure honey. They are easily the king of the pear family. Wow. They're phenomenal. Less of the grittiness that you get in pears, yeah. Which is still good.
I like sandy pears. Sand pears, yeah. Bless you.
Mm. Thank you for your cough.
But I like the preserved pears with a big old blob of mayonnaise and some cheese over the top of it.
Oh, that's gross.
What?
What's next? You going to put cottage cheese in with that too?
So if you buy peaches, like a basket of peaches or something, usually you let them sit out in room temperature for maybe a week so they soften up and ripen up a little further. But do you have to, or can you do that with pears as well?
I don't know about pears are so hard.
Yeah.
When they come off the tree.
They're not supposed to be soft. If they get soft, you've got a rotten pear, I would think.
Yeah, well, I didn't know, but some of them are downright hard to chew.
Now, those are probably aren't ripe yet.
Yeah, well, most of us don't know. That's why I just get mine in a can and don't worry about it.
Yeah, Mike's staring intently at the screen, so I'm guessing there's some kind of textual message there.
Well, that's a long way away for me to read. I'm just adjusting.
Borrow Charlie's magnifying glass.
Yeah.
Right. So I got to get me some. You're like, mine got a fat head, mm-hmm. and I need. No, I got it. I read it. And I need some wider glasses, and mine are so narrow, and they make me cross eyed.
You need some of those big, huge Harry Carey glasses.
Oh, well, I would love those.
Or little opera glass binoculars.
Mm-hmm. I used to love to bring home those cataract glasses that cover the whole side of your face, and they don't let any light in anywhere.
Uh-oh.
So 30 seconds, is that all we got left?
Yeah. Well, I think you've said all that's fit to spit.
Well, get out there and buy some of that local corn and tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
I'm going to go pick up some corn on the cob today.
There you go. But, no, folks, seriously, get out there, support local, be local, buy local. Tip well. I've heard some horrible tipping stories.
Horrible stories.
They really have. But we're still in a crisis. And restaurants are still shorthanded, so be patient. Yeah. And
you know why they're shorthanded? Because people ain't tipping because they're being rude.
I saw a video on TikTok where a group of guys gave a waitress $1,000 in cash.
There you go.
There you go. It wouldn't be me doing that, but I would have.
Tip your mac and cheese guy $1,000.
There you go. We got to go, guys.
Hey, Mike, do you remember what cheese I used in the mac and cheese the other night?
Provolone.
Provolone.
All right, provolone.